In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So last week on the President's Day, Lucia and I decided that we were going to go up and see my parents. They live, as you probably remember, they live about 3 hours north of here. And Lucia called that trip Daddy and Lucia's road trip. So this was our road trip, right? We were going to go 3 hours north. So in any road trip, you need a few things. You need snacks, you need different drinks, and of course, you need music. So for 3 hours, we listened to one Spotify channel, and that Spotify channel was Disney Hits. Now there was, yes, there was one song that played a few times, and that's from the movie Frozen. And that song is Let It Go. So, and because we were driving for 3 hours, it came on a few times. And it doesn't matter how long that movie's been out, every time it comes on, little Lucia sings it with gusto. And if I am honest, I sang it with a bit of gusto myself as we were driving up together. Now that song is really cute, right? It's about Elsa wanting to kind of let go of things. But the reality is that it's kind of sad as well. Because what she's doing is that she's letting go of certain ties, right? She's letting go of ties with her friends and ties with her family. And she basically builds this ice castle, right? But the ice castle kind of becomes this ice prison for her because she's let go of all of these important things. But it's interesting. The church wants us to do something similar, but in a healthy way. The church wants us to begin considering letting go of certain things in our lives, letting go in a healthy way in order to let one person into our lives. And that, of course, is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A few days ago, I was getting ready for this morning sermon. I came upon a podcast, and there were a few people on this podcast, and they were talking about today's reading. And one of them said that today's reading is all about this issue of letting go. It's all about this idea of letting go. And as we heard, there were three sections, right? The first section has us let go of pain and hurt through forgiveness. The other section has us let go of distractions by fasting. And the final section has us let go of the pursuit of things of this world by pursuing one person, by pursuing one kingdom. And that, of course, is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So today, as we are just literally a few hours away from entering into Lent, it's important that all of us consider what are the things that we're going to let go of this year for Lent. So our reading, as we just heard, comes to us in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, and it's in this wonderful chapter, and it's part of this large section within Matthew that's known as the Sermon on the Mount, and it begins in chapter 5, and it ends all the way in chapter 7. What our Lord is doing today is he's talking in this section about prayer, and our reading picks up right at the end, right after Jesus offers the Lord's Prayer to his disciples, and then he comments on that last section in the Lord's Prayer where all of us say, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And he tells the following to his disciples. He says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So as we enter into Lent, the first thing we realize is what we have to let go of are hurt feelings. We're asked to let go of the pain that someone else has caused us. Now, we're not only asked to let go of the pain that someone has caused us, but we're also asked to consider the pain and the hurt that we have caused others. And we are asked to go to them, to approach them in order to receive forgiveness as well. We do this because our faith, this faith that all of us hold on to, is really all about one word, and that word is forgiveness. Father Thomas Hopko once said the following about it. He says, the entire gospel, the entire Christian faith, is essentially the conviction that God forgives. Think about that as you're going into Lent. Everything is based on that one thing, forgiveness. Whatever you have done, however bad you think it might be, God is willing and ready to forgive you. But he also tells us one more thing. He's also pretty clear that he will forgive us as we forgive others. So we too need to be forgiving, which means We have to let go. Now, letting go doesn't mean that whatever someone did to you wasn't real. Letting go doesn't mean that the hurt, the pain they caused wasn't real. But to forgive means that we are not letting that sin. We are not letting evil have the last word. I want to end this section with one more thing that Father Thomas said. He says, forgiveness comes in and says, I will not let that wickedness triumph. I will not let wickedness win. Now, the next thing we're asked to do is consider the things that we eat, right? The next thing our Lord talks about is fasting, but not just fasting from foods, but also distractions in general. This section, the Lord begins by saying, and when you fast, he asks us to do it a certain way. Now, yesterday evening, we had the pleasure here in the cathedral of having a comedian here. Ellen Karras was here, and those of you that were here, you know we had a wonderful time. It was a great time for fellowship. And one of the things that she talked about was this issue of fasting. Ellen pulled out one of those calendars. I think all of us received these calendars in the mail from the Archdiocese, and we're supposed to put them in our wallet or our purse. And she looked at it, and she said, if you look at the calendar, there are these days on there, she says, that are shaded. And she went and she tells us that these days are all the days that we are supposed to be fasting. Now, she decided she would count all those days. And she counted that there were 270 days in a year that Orthodox Christians are supposed to be fasting. And then she looked at us and she said, for a group that is supposed to fast so much, we don't look all that undernourished. Oh, good. Well, I thought her punchline was better, but great. I'm glad you laughed. So she is most certainly correct. If you look around, we are not undernourished. And yes, she's correct. We are asked to fast and we are asked to abstain quite a bit. But not only from food. See, we're supposed to abstain from certain activities as well. And the purpose is not necessarily to lose weight, although I have to admit that's a perk if it does happen. But the purpose is to make room for one person. And that person is, of course, our Lord and Savior. And this is the second part of this idea of letting go. We're asked to let go of things not to hurt us and not to cause us pain, but in order to heal us, to allow the healing presence of God to dwell within us and to take up some room in our lives. And the final thing that our Lord says today is kind of twofold. And he speaks about this issue of treasure, right? And he says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume. The Lord is asking us to think. He's asking us to consider how attached are we to the things of this world, to ask ourselves, how attached are we to worldly pursuits? Has it become, he says, another distraction in the long list of distractions that we are faced with? And if so, he's telling us it's time to let go of those things as well. Now, he's certainly not saying to stop working, but what he's telling us to do is it might be time to refocus our lives, to put the focus somewhere else, to put the focus where it needs to be, to put that focus, of course, on him. And when we do that, then we accomplish the last thing that the Lord says, that we end up laying up for ourselves treasure that is in heaven, where moth and rust cannot destroy it, and where thieves cannot break in and steal it. My friends and my family in Christ, today we realize that we are just hours away from entering into great and holy Lent, and the church is asking us to consider the things that we need to let go of. We are called to let go of past pain and let God heal us. We are called to let go of things that are not necessary for our salvation and allow God to be the one that occupies that space. And we are called as we enter into Lent to let go in order to refocus our lives, in order that we will realize what is truly important in our lives and allow that treasure to be that thing that is in our hearts. So today, as we enter into Lent, I pray that all of you have a blessed Lent and that our Lord guides all of us to his glorious resurrection. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.